Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Paul Casey back on the show. Paul is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going almost over nine years now. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO of Casey Communications. He's the author of Is Self-Employment for You? He's one of our top entrepreneurship and startup experts. He's our good friend, Paul Casey. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Yes, it's been a little while.
I know. We've missed you. Where have you been?
Well, you know, I've been hanging out here in Seattle and traveling some and running my business and having a good time doing that. I just passed 25 years in business.
Congratulations. What a great milestone.
Thank you.
You know, I tell my audience all the time, celebrate those milestones, recognize those milestones, let your customers know that you've made another milestone like that. They like seeing that you're professional, that you're successful, don't they?
You know, Jim, you just mentioned something to me that we sometimes think to impart advice on someone else, but thank you for that. I haven't really done that, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to let people know that, yes, I've been in business 25 years, and thank you. So I'm going to take your advice.
No, we actually, when we passed 5, 10, 15 years, we buy a little sticker and you know, we put it up on the website, we put it on whatever we mail out, and I mean, people really, I really think that that's a missed opportunity for small businesses, whether it's a date milestone or whether it's an accomplishment that the company has made or one of the individuals in the companies has finished a course or whatever, any kind of milestone, any kind of accomplishment, let people know about that. Number one, it's an automatic way of getting PR out there, meaning something about your company that's not a commercial, and I was surprised at this when I first started my business, because see, my business is as old as yours is, Paul. And when I first started that, whenever I had anything to happen, like when I moved out of my home office to an office downtown, it was shocking to me how my clients responded to that. Whenever I would, you know, got to 5 years or whatever, it was amazing how much they liked knowing that. And I think we take that for granted. What do you think?
I agree. And, you know, you raise a really good point, because I think that one of the things we talk about in business, the longer you are in business, things do come your way. And when I first started, I was publishing a newspaper, I think I mentioned to you before, and I was selling advertising. And one of the things that happens in this type of industry, I think more than others, is that you start something new, a publication, and when you start trying to bring advertisers on, they're looking at you like you're not going to be around very long. The short of it is, though, I would call on advertisers for 5, 6, 7 years, and into my 6th year, you could see the attitudes change among the people you're dealing with and trying to sell advertising, when they would look at you and go, wow, you're still around. Okay, maybe I should take a look at this.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you something else, Paul. The media, newspapers, and other organizations, they're looking for, they have places in their media for announcements like that. And so it's a way of getting free PR by letting people know that you've made these milestones.
Absolutely. No, it's a very good point. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, whatever it may be, as I say, whether it's, it could be something that, if you passed a course or whatever. I mean, you've been traveling around the country, haven't you? and, yeah. And doing business. I mean, people. I think anything that you could come up with to talk about the fact that you're available nationwide. You're not just a Washington State resource, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. Anything absolutely. Like that? What do you think?
Well, absolutely, and I think I was hearing some of your previous interview that you're internationally niche within niches. But I would agree right. with you that with today with technology and things that yes, I mean my major client is out of Washington D.C. That's who mm-hmm. I work with all the time. So yes, right. absolutely, we are definitely. There's really no borders now in terms of doing business.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Paul has an idea on some ideas on the myths of being an entrepreneur of growing your business. And he calls it the five myths. We're going to cover those. We'll come back after these messages. You don't want to miss that. 20 till, right back with Paul Casey. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.